Hi, and welcome to the Apple Accessibility Podcast, Episode 8, Useful General Mac Keyboard Commands. What follows is a list of the most general Mac keyboard commands which are not application-specific. Most of them are Finder-related. They will assist you in zipping around your Mac. Where possible, similar key commands have been grouped together. These are the keyboard commands that David uses most often in his daily use of the Mac. Just in case you feel like the list is going on forever, there are 16 items plus another 7 no-type items you are about to listen to. Of course, we'll do our 2 tips at the end. 1. Command plus function key 5. Toggle voiceover. 2. Option plus command plus 8. Toggle system zoom, screen magnification. Note: Option plus command plus plus key increase or minus key to decrease magnification level. 3. Control plus function key 2. Go to the Apple menu, control plus function key 8. Go to the status menu, command plus spacebar. Go to Spotlight to search your Mac, and control plus function key 3. Go to the dock. 4. Option plus command plus left or right arrow keys. Move an item on your dock left or right to reorganize. Of course, you must be on your dock to do this. 5. Option plus command plus escape. Allows you to shut down applications. If you really want to shut down all applications and restart your Mac, you can use control plus command eject, but be careful as you won't get a second chance. 6. Command plus tab key. Switch between running applications, add shift for reverse order. 7. Command plus 1, image, 2 list, 3 column, and 4 cover flow view, to choose your preferred layout for viewing your files and folders. Command plus 2 for list view, recommended for voiceover users. 8. Command plus delete, send item to trash, and shift plus command plus delete, empty trash. 9. Command plus A, for India. Get information on an item such as the size, type, etc. 10. Command plus shift plus N, for November. Create a new folder. 11. Command C, for Charlie, copy, and V, for Victor, paste an item. You cannot move an item as such in Finder. Note, Command plus A, for Alpha, to select all is great when copying the Daisy CD. 12. Command plus O, for Oscar, open an item. In opening a volume, in particular a CD, press Command plus 2 in order to use list view with voiceover. 13. Command plus Q, for Quebec, quit an application. 14. Command plus W, for whiskey, close a window, Command plus Ascend key, switch between windows, add shift key for reverse order, and Option plus Command plus W, to close all windows. 15. Spacebar on a file, brings up preview, used to view PDF documents with voiceover, also great for reading contents of a document without opening your word processor or listen to a media file without launching iTunes. 16. From the desktop, Command plus A, for echo, eject an ejectable volume, Command plus Shift plus A, for alpha, open the applications folder, Command plus Shift plus H, for hotel, open the home folder, Command plus Shift plus O, for Oscar, open the documents folder, and Command plus Shift plus U, for uniform, open the utilities folder. Just 7 more to finish off this list. 1. The Fn key on your keyboard overwrites the current settings of your function keys at the top of your keyboard. For example, by default your function keys are set to hardware, so if you wanted to perform a voiceover command that used one of the function keys and your function keys were still set to hardware, you would hold down the Fn key for use with the voiceover function key related command. For example, Fn plus Control plus Option plus function key 8 to access the voiceover utility. 2. Some useful hardware function keys are function key 6 previous, 7 play pause and 8 next iTunes track, 10 mute sound, and 11 down and 12 up volume. If your function keys are still set to hardware, you can press these function keys directly without having to use the Fn key. 3. If you press the Enter key on a volume name, such as a USB stick or a file name, you will highlight the item ready for renaming. To escape, just press the Escape key, otherwise, type in the new label and press the Enter key to rename. 4. Had to put in this command for deleting a character to the right of the cursor, which is Fn plus delete. Note, Your delete key by itself deletes a character to the left of the cursor. 5. If you hold down the Option key when you are about to press the Enter key on either Restart or Shutdown from the Apple menu, you will bypass the Restart or Shutdown dialog boxes. Note: pressing the Eject key will also bring up the Shutdown dialog box from which you can choose Shutdown, Restart, Sleep or of course Cancel and Return to your Mac. 6. If you want to boot from your system DVD or from the USB stick in the case of the Mac Air, hold down the letter C, for Charlie, when you turn on your Mac. 7. If you want to eject a CD in your DVD drive when you start your Mac, hold down the letter E, for Echo key when you turn on your Mac. Now time for our two tips. Tip 1. Check all the software on your Mac is up to date by using Software Update under the Apple menu. Tip 2. VoiceOver on the iPhone, Touch or iPad supports the use of a hardware QWERTY keyboard to allow full navigation of the OS as well as entering data into applications. Remember, you can always email the folks at accessibility@apple.com for assistance or visit the official Apple Accessibility webpage at http://www.apple.com/accessibility. For any feedback concerning these podcasts, you can contact David by the following options. Email him at davidw9@epgtangopapagolf.com.au. Follow him on Twitter at dwoodbridge, that is D as in David and Woodbridge, all one word. Access his blog, news interests, and assistive technology bookmark sites at http://www.samobile.net/users/dwoodbr or the page for these podcasts at http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com. This concludes Episode 8, Useful General Mac Keyboard Commands, of the Apple Accessibility Podcast.